Blog Talk Radio.
Whoa. Why y'all so happy?
You don't know. Charvette Mitchell is on the radio.
It's time to get motivated,
excited,
and influenced.
Why?
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, live from Richmond, Virginia.
And now,
here to motivate, excite, and influence you,
Charvette Mitchell.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. So excited to have all of our listeners tuning in from all across the World Wide Web. OMG, we love you so much. Everyone is listening from Twitter and Facebook and MySpace, and of course, iShoutForJoy.com. Listeners, we are glad to have you. I'm telling you, every Tuesday we are here. Every single Tuesday we are here at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, bringing you phenomenal shows, outstanding guests. And today, I'm telling you, today is no different at all. Today's show is one of my sister girlfriend spotlights. My sister girlfriend spotlight. And on my sister girlfriend spotlight, I am going to be interviewing three dynamic young ladies, and you know, I just like to motivate, excite, and influence people. That is the goal of my show, and so we're going to start the top of the hour off with one of my media magnets. She is dynamic. She is, oh my goodness, extraordinary. We're going to be talking to Stella Award-winning I Shout for Joy founder, Jamila Joy. She is joining us in the virtual studio. And then we're going to be talking to another young lady. I heard her live, and I was an instant fan. She's an artist that I think people need to know about, people need to hear. And that young lady is Lashana Moore. She is going to be joining us right here in the virtual studio on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Excited to have her. I'm telling you, she was off the chain. I was a fan from the jump start, from the instant I was a fan. And then we're going to go into our third segment. Our third segment is going to feature a dynamic young lady that is out of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Yes, and she is a TV personality. She is a model. She's an actor. And she's a community just motivator. And we're going to be talking to Stephanie Humphrey out of Philadelphia, PA. So I'm telling you what, we got the party started. We don't want you to go anywhere. We don't want you to move, because we're going to keep it going right here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Listen, connect with me, Charvette.com. That's the easiest way to check out past shows, join my email list, all that good stuff. Oh, follow me on Twitter, Twitter.com/Charvette, and of course, connect with me on Facebook, facebook.com/Charvette. All right, you ready? You ready? Let's get it moving. My first guest just celebrated 15 years in the gospel radio industry, just celebrated 1 year anniversary of her Stella Award-winning internet radio station, iShoutForJoy.com. She's a trailblazer. She's an evangelist. She's a wife. She's a mom. She's doing big things. Coming to the mic right now is the dynamic, wonderful Jamila Joy. Welcome to the show, Jamila.
Thank you so much, Charvette. It's certainly a blessing and a privilege to be on your show. And thank you for the dynamic. Wow. I mean, you really gave me a nice intro. I love that.
Thank you so much, girl. I got to do it up. Now, today is election day.
Yes.
So did you vote?
I voted, Charvette. I voted, and I was telling everybody to meet me at the polls. It's going down. Got to make sure it's a privilege to vote. And so I
Absolutely.
Voted, and I want to be an example to those that we've got to make a difference in our government. Certainly we need to pray, but we need to take action, and voting is a part of that action.
Absolutely. I voted. I have my sticker on right now.
Me too.
I have my virtual sticker on my Facebook page.
Right.
And every time I vote, I just, you know, think about people that who were beat, you know, so
yes.
I could vote. Who fought so I could vote. So how dare we not vote?
Absolutely.
How dare
it
we
is
not vote?
A privilege, and we have to activate those privileges.
All right, there you go. Election Day 2010. Now, speaking of voting, yes, you are
Yay.
Up for another Stella Award. I am telling you, we are excited. I think we have some applause and some claps.
Absolutely. see the glory. We are excited, Charvette. We've been nominated. This is our second consecutive year since they've offered the Internet Radio Station of the Year for the Stella Awards. And it's a fan favorite voting situation where the fans go and they vote in four different categories. And Internet Radio is one of those categories. So please cast your vote for iShoutForJoy.com.
All right. So how can listeners, what's the easiest way for listeners to vote for iShoutForJoy.com?
Okay. One easy way to vote for iShoutForJoy.com is to simply log on to iShoutForJoy.com. And right on the home page, we have a link. It says click here. You can click there, and it'll take you directly to the site. If they have trouble with that, Charvette, they can go directly to the website, which is thestellarawards.com, and then they click on Fan Favorite.
All right.
They're doing something new this year, Charvette, where last year you could only vote for one person in each category, but this year they're asking you to vote in the order of significance to you. So we're asking everybody to vote in the Internet Radio category for I Shout for Joy first, in the number one position, if you would.
All right, there you go, there you go. And I think that's great because there are a lot of dynamic people doing a lot of different things, and people feel torn. You know, I want to vote for this one. So this way you can kind of spread the love around, but we want you to vote iShoutForJoy.com first, your number one, number one spot.
Thank you. That's right. We're so excited. It's a pleasure.
Oh, my goodness. And certainly you have a plethora of experience in gospel music and in the gospel radio industry. We've had you on the show before.
We
had you on, with Maurette Brown-Clark. Mm-hmm. And so we talked to you there. And I definitely want you to share a little bit about like how and why you started iShoutForJoy.com and what it is that you offer through iShoutForJoy.com.
Well, you know, Charvette, iShoutForJoy.com was birthed out of purpose and passion. It was something that I had done for 14 years being in gospel radio, whether it was an announcer or a program director or later on a general manager. And I had dove into this new technology of Internet radio, which is the next level of being able to reach people beyond your central area. And so I said, wow, that's really a part of the Great Commission is to go into the entire world, so why don't we tap into this? And so I initially shared it with a station I was working with, and they weren't quite ready for it yet, but after doing all the research, I really felt like God had given me the go-ahead to move forward and launch out the iShoutForJoy.com, and I really wanted it to be a place where people could come and be inspired, share information with other people, and not just for people who already have a relationship with God, but people that wanted a reason to get close to God. And so that's why we birthed iShoutForJoy.com. It's a social network, as internet radio capabilities, as well as a great place to share information absolutely free amongst one another. And we're currently in 120 countries, and we're all over the U.S. And so we just believe in God for great things for iShoutForJoy.com. And we have sister stations that we're going to be rolling out in the new year.
All right. Wonderful things, wonderful things. And listeners, again, it's a social networking site, radio, online TV, even on the homepage.
Yeah.
You can set up your own profile page, share information about events. So it's wonderful. Now, you got to tell us a little bit about the TV that you have on the homepage.
Now, we currently have the stream of the event for the anniversary. You can actually click on it. It's digital. It's crystal clear. And that's the next wave of being able to watch some of your favorite shows and favorite people on right online, Charvette. It's amazing.
Yeah.
And so that's another leg of it that we're going to be rolling out, is to be able to offer innovative, creative, lifestyle Christian shows right on our homepage. And so we're going to be looking for all of your listeners to participate and send in their home videos so we can talk about why they shout for joy in whatever perspective area they're from.
All right. We like that. We like that. Okay, so let's talk about how internet radio has impacted the gospel music industry. What kind of impact have you seen?
Oh, my goodness gracious. It is one of the fastest moving vehicles to assist independent as well as established artists with communicating with their audience, being personable and being really interactive. It's really made an impact because now it's not just this is who, you know, they're not just singing and this is what you're going to like. They're actually interacting with the audience. People are telling them they like this and why they like it. So they're really getting some good feedback from the people that for years they've just preached to or just sang to and never really known, unless they went to a concert, what their opinions were or what they really needed. So I really feel as though internet radio is helping artists as well as ministries touch the heart of people on a very real level, and a lot of people's lives are being changed on a very broad spectrum.
Right, because you mentioned that iShoutForJoy.com is in over 120 countries, so that like instantly makes your music or your ministry international.
I mean, instantly makes it international, and you never know who's listening to you, who may want you to come and do a crusade. We sent out an email blast to our listening audience to invite them to our anniversary, and we got an immediate response back from India saying, may God bless everything that we put our hands to. And so it was just amazing to get that back from an Indian pastor that is a member of iShoutForJoy.com. That's just amazing.
Oh, my goodness. And you actually had artists all the way from, now, it wasn't London, but what was it, Birmingham? I wish I could say it like they were. They said it. You had artists
it was Amsterdam
all the way.
Or
Amsterdam,
yeah.
Yeah,
and they were from Britain, so, from the British area. So the British Are Coming is the name of the CD compilation. And they came to America, and for one of them, Nicola, it was her very first time coming to the U.S.
Wow.
And for them to be a part of our beginning of our event, really just, I really felt like the Lord was just saying that he's opening so many doors for us internationally, especially with us being able to play back the service. So many of the listeners that weren't able to come to Richmond, because we realize that Richmond is a smaller percentage of the big spectrum of iShoutForJoy.com, but it's just our home base, you know, getting started.
Right.
And so many of the listeners were so excited that they were actually able to participate, because they can go and watch it right now. So that's another thing that internet, just the internet, the power of internet inspiration is being able to offer people is, if they weren't able to be there personally, then they can see a live stream that was streamed at an event that they weren't able to attend. So that's just awesome.
All right, listeners, you're hearing some good information from an expert. If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, but heard all across the World Wide Web. Again, hello to all of our listeners that are tuning in from Twitter and Facebook and MySpace and blog sites all across the internet, and, of course, from iShoutForJoy.com. Now, Jamila, I know you have seen some of the good, the bad, and the ugly when it comes to people pitching projects to you.
Absolutely.
So what's the difference in a new artist, you know, the new artist that does it right and the artist that does it the wrong way?
Well, it's all about presentation, whether it's a first initial presentation face-to-face or if it's a first time initial meeting encounter online. The way you present yourself is going to tell how I'm going to perceive the music. Your music could be excellent, but your personality could be really dull or really sarcastic, and that's not necessarily going to rub anyone the right way. And Charvette, to be honest with you, we're not at a loss for music. There are tons and tons of CDs that come out each and every day. I mean, it comes out each and every day, and so if you're going to be, you know, smart acting about the music, I'd much rather play somebody who needs a little bit more work but has a good attitude and a right spirit than someone who thinks that they've arrived and that they're doing this as a career as opposed to for the ministry. So number one is your appearance. If it's a presentation online, make sure you have your EPK, your electronic press kit, put together. If you don't know how to do it, you can go to a place like Reverb Nation, or there's oodles of different information. Go to eHow and look up how to do an electronic press kit that's going to be professional. And if it's going to be presented to me, I'm telling you, at an event, make sure it's in the folder and it has all the good information, because I get so much stuff at an event that if it's just a CD and it's handwritten, I don't know what I might do. I've received handwritten CDs, and I think they're giving me their autograph, which is great. But I need for them to step it up, even if they print the label on the computer.
Wait a minute. Please don't tell me. I got to back up to one other point that you said.
Yes.
Please don't tell me that a new artist has approached you to pitch their project and they had an attitude or they thought they were all of that.
Yes.
No, I actually had an artist try that.
I don't know if I had quick, just give me 30 seconds. I had an artist that came to my radio station. God bless him because I corrected him on the situation. He came to my radio station and he said, I loaned the CD to Jamila Joy. I'm coming to collect it. And I was in at the office at the time, so I got on the phone with him. And I was like, I don't remember anybody loaning me any CD. Was it for a ministry? You know, I was thinking it was for a broadcast or something.
Right.
And he said, I gave you my CD at an event, and I haven't heard it on the radio, so I'm coming to pick it up.
OMG.
So I had to start it. I really wanted to just give it to him, but I was like, no, I just got to talk to him. And so I told him, I said, young man, I said, if you take this CD now, you may never get it. You will never get it played on this particular station. And that attitude, you know, it's a very small community. And we talk.
Right. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know what? I saw someone on Twitter put, do not make demands if you are not in demand. And
wow.
Like, that applies, I think, a lot to new
artists.
That's a perfect
quote.
My goodness. Yes, don't make demands if you are not
in demand.
If
you're not in demand. I love it. Absolutely.
Listeners, if you just tuned in, welcome, welcome, welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. I am talking to the phenomenal, dynamic Jamila Joy. She is the founder of iShoutForJoy.com, over 15 years in a gospel radio industry, up for a Stella Award, one Stella Award in 2010, up for a 2011 Stella Award, and we're just spotlighting her in our Sister Girlfriend Spotlight. You don't want to go anywhere because we have coming up, the next two segments are dynamic ladies I want to let you know about. We have an artist that's coming, LaShawna Moore. When I heard her, instantly I was a fan. Instantly I was a fan. And then also a dynamic young lady out of Philadelphia, Stephanie Humphrey. She's a TV personality, an actress, a model. So we're going to hear from them. All right, so Jamila, I definitely want you to give the information out one more time about how people can vote for iShoutForJoy.com.
That's great. Thank you so much. On Election Day, vote for your country first and then rush to the website and vote for iShoutForJoy.com. You can actually log on to iShoutForJoy.com. That's spelled out FORJoy.com. And you can click the link where it says click here on how to actually vote. And if you don't get that far, you can actually go to the website of thestellaawards.com. That's thestellaawards.com. And then click on where it says fan favorite. Now, you've got to vote in all four categories. And we're asking that in the category of internet radio that you would be so kind to vote iShoutForJoy.com first in that category.
All right. There you have it, listeners, live and in living color from Jamila Joy herself. Jamila, I voted already for you and just wishing you much more success. It's been an honor to partner with you and have our show carried on iShoutForJoy.com. So we're just excited for everything that God's doing in your life. And you know what? I gotta tell our listeners. So our next spotlight is LaShawna Moore, and I heard her at your event. And you remember I came to the studio that week, the following week, and I was like, where did you find her? So tell our listeners, so this is a great segue. How did you come about this new artist?
Oh, it was a phenomenal opportunity. I talked with one of, I had a relationship with a record label, and I wanted this young lady to come who's got a great song, and she wasn't available to come. And I said, oh, no, but I want her to come. And she said, that's all right, Jamila. I'm going to send you four other people that are up and coming and tell me what you think. Well, I invited all of them to come, and three of them came, and LaShawna Moore was one of them. Certainly a jewel. She came to our Virginia Union University Gospel Homecoming concert the weekend before, and then she came back to iShoutForJoy.com. And she is definitely a jewel. Before you let me go, I just wanted to tell all of your listeners to make sure they congratulate you because Charvette picked up our Internet Inspiration Gospel Award for Trailblazer in the category of internet radio talk show, and so we congratulate her on everything that she's doing. Thank you so much. It is certainly humbling to be a part of this show, and it's so great to have you a part of the iShopWithJoy.com family. So it's not for me, it's not my Stella, it's our Stella that we're trying to get again for 2011. Thank you so much, Charvette.
Oh, thank you so much, Jamila, and I thank you again for the award, and I just am humbled by it and just looking for bigger and better things for iShopWithJoy.com.
Thank you so much. All right, we love you.
You're welcome. Thank you. I love you guys, too. All right, listeners, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we'll be back to our second segment featuring artist LaShawna Moore. You don't want to go anywhere. Keep it locked.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this. Industry Buzz with 3Gs.com. Join in today on the movement to bring integrity back to media. With one click of a button, you can disseminate your information right from Industry Buzz to all your favorite social sites like Facebook, Twitter, MySpace, and to your email contact. Maximize your vision today. Plus, get the latest news, entertainment, and media. Need fashion or makeup tips? Looking for a job? Connect with us today. Want to connect with other business visionaries? Connect with us today. This site is for everyone, from teens to music lovers, from businessmen and women, industry professionals, and performers. As a member of Industry Buzz with 3Gs, you'll gain help promoting your vision. Industry Buzz with 3Gs will expose, expand, and keep your fan base up to date with all your happenings. Members also receive free or discounted perks from various sponsored companies. So join the social network. Expand and stabilize your business. Connect with like-minded individuals. Need an artist to minister at your upcoming event? Look on Industry Buzz. Have a voice and submit your article to our e-magazine. Industry Buzz with 3Gs is the place to globalize your vision. Establish it today. Be heard. It's all on IndustryBuzzWith3Gs.com. She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell. Charvette Mitchell. It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews from today's leading author, gospel artist, stars that you want to know about. And now, Charvette Mitchell.
All right, welcome back again to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. So excited to have all of our listeners tuning in from all across the world wide web. That's right, we broadcast out of the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, but we're heard all across the world wide web. Hello to those that are listening from Twitter and Facebook and MySpace and iTunes and iShopForJoy.com. We're going to our second segment. This is my sister girlfriend spotlight, and I'm spotlighting a dynamic young lady, LaShawna Moore. I'm bringing her to the mic right about now. LaShawna, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Charvette. How are you?
I'm doing good. So glad to have you on the show.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here with you.
Oh, good. And I'm telling you, I just want to introduce you to our listeners because, as I mentioned, I saw you live at the iShopForJoy.com anniversary and award show, and I was sitting next to Gerard Barner. Big shout-out to BonafideRadio.com. And we were both like, wow. Like, I mean, all of the artists were excellent, but it was, you just had something extra, and we were both like, OMG, this girl is awesome. And so I just want to say, you know, you are off the charts, I'm telling you. And there are a lot of people that can sing, a lot of people that have stage presence, a lot of people that have nice bands. And I know Jay-Z said give the drummer some, but I got to give your drummer, your bass, or everybody that was in your band some. You've got the whole package. And I want our listeners to know kind of how your music ministry started.
Well, first I just want to say to God be the glory for all that he's done. I thank you so much for all of your encouragement just right there. But basically, my music ministry, how it began, is literally it began as I healed from a car accident. I had an accident in the spring of 2001, and I was driving to work one morning, rush hour traffic, and somebody ran me off the road. And so I was airlifted to a hospital nearby, and I went through the process of, you know, surgery and all of those things for a few weeks, and then I went back home to my parents where my father put me down in the bed next to the piano. And so you can imagine, I started writing the songs that the Lord sang to me. I say that the Lord sang songs in my ear. There was a woman So there was a woman who came to my house. I cannot tell you who she is to this day. She brought me a journal, and she said, the Lord said, write your songs in this book. And I said, well, Lord, I don't write.
Excuse me, you got the right person.
So I started writing my songs then, and he just started singing the songs in my ear. And from there, we just kind of started trying to record and just trying to get some music together. So that's basically where my music ministry began.
Wow. So did you sing before?
Well, you know, I did. I guess I should backtrack. I've been singing since I was about 4 years old.
Okay.
But, you know, singing in the church, I grew up in the church singing, and then I went off to school to Towson University. I sang in the gospel choir there and at my local church. But I didn't realize that I had a ministry until the accident. You know, sometimes we just don't realize what God has for us until he has to kind of sit us down a little bit.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. And sometimes adversity brings about or calls out the ministry that's within us.
That is so true.
So how would you describe your sound for a listener that hasn't heard you? And we do have your title track, In Your Will. We're going to let the listeners hear that. But how would you describe your own sound?
Wonderful. Well, my sound is what I like to call jazz-infused gospel. Basically, it's the word for the good news accompanied by jazzy instrumentation.
Okay.
That's the overall sound.
I like it. I like it. And so how did you put the project together? So I bet you had a bunch of songs. Like, how did you decide which songs to choose and your producers and all of that?
Well, I put the songs together through just sometimes I would be standing in the kitchen, and again, I would hear the Lord singing a song to me, and I would say, okay, whose song is that? And God would say, this is your song. Go and record it, you know, literally. But we met a producer in the city of Baltimore and a group of musicians who helped produce my first album. Since then, though, the group has changed some, but I still have my bass player, who you heard, he's awesome. The drummer who you spoke about was awesome.
Yes.
And then we were blessed, really, truly blessed, to receive an awesome pianist. So together they do a great, great job of interpreting the music that I hear in my head. I take it to them. I say, okay, you guys, I'm going to put this down on the piano just a little bit, and y'all take it and run with it.
Yeah.
And it's what you all hear on the project today. So.
Wow, and with such a oneness, the music and you, it wasn't one overshadowing the other. It was such, a oneness. So that's excellent that you've been able to pull that all together and get the right balance. And so tell us about some of the songs that are on your project.
Well, like you mentioned the title track, In Your Will. Basically, that song is just me pouring out my heart to God, saying, I just want to be in your will. I don't want to be outside of your will anymore. Just, you know, wherever you tell me to go, wherever you send me, whatever you say, do, I'm going to do it. And that really came out of my accident, you know, because I knew at that time I was outside of the will of the Lord. And you know how we kind of grow up, think we're grown, move out, and just kind of do our thing. And I wasn't, you know, outside of the church, but just kind of doing my thing. And I said, well, I'm not really listening to the call. And so I said, now, after the fact, okay, Lord, I want to be in your will, nowhere else.
Right.
Yeah. And, but there are others. I'm Serving the Lord, which is one of my favorites. And, again, basically all of the songs, I'm going to say this real quick, all of the songs are just detailing my intimate place with God, pretty much. I like to say they're my love songs that I've written to him.
Yeah.
So it's not really the case where I'm singing to people to bring them, you know, happy times. But I'm just singing to God, and I'm like, here I am, I'm talking to you, and I'm listening for you to speak to me. And so Serving the Lord is just me saying, hey, here I am, use me in your service. That's what my endeavor is. And so there are others on there. I'll name Most Holy God.
Yeah.
I'm just talking to him saying, you're most holy. You know, I adore you. I trust you. I love mm-hmm. you. You have been so good, so wonderful to me. And that's just basically how all of the songs really wrap up. There is one big band type of sounding song on there, and it's called Every Day. And every day I just love to love the Lord more. And that's pretty much it in a nutshell with that song. If people get a chance to listen to it, they kind of get excited over the big band sound. But I'm just telling God, I love you more, you know. So
those
are a few of the songs.
Yes, and you know what? It's the way they're delivered is I could hear you crossing over. I really could because of that, like you mm-hmm. said, that jazz, gospel infusion. I can mm-hmm. really hear you crossing over. I can really hear somebody that doesn't potentially know God or mm-hmm. they're on the fence or they one toe in, one toe out or whatever people say, you know, really being drawn to your sound because it's a distinct sound. It's different. It's not traditional, in my opinion. But your mm-hmm. the words of what you deliver are so powerful. I'm telling you. So tell our listeners how they can purchase your music.
Okay. Well, I would love for everyone to go check out my website. It is my name. It's LashaunaMoore.com. And it's spelled LashaunaMoore.com, and they could also purchase my music on Amazon.com, iTunes. There's several other websites I've noticed when I Google myself. They
like,
pop
oh,
up everywhere, a lot of online stores. But the main one I really stress is just to go to my website because you can pick it up there, and you can also see live video footage of ministry events, as well as read a little about me, and you get to click on the media tab, and as well as contact, you know, just to get some more information on what's coming up. So that's the best place to go.
All right, I agree. Listeners, LashaunaMoore.com, check her out there. And then from there, you'll be able to connect with the Facebook and Twitter and all that good stuff. Oh, and so, you know, I'm going to let our listeners hear In Your Will, because I really, really want them to hear. And then we'll come back because I have a couple more questions for you. But let's go ahead and bring on In Your Will. Listeners, don't you go anywhere.
Your will means everything.
night, listeners. You just heard the melodic, soft, oh my goodness, soprano sounds of contemporary gospel artist LaShawna Moore. Check her out online, LaShawnaMoore.com. I am telling you, in your will, LaShawna. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it.
Thank you. To God be the glory.
Yes, and, you know, I love that I had opportunity to meet your lovely husband and beautiful little girl. How do you balance your music ministry and family and work and all that kind of stuff?
Well, how I balance my music ministry and my family, basically I incorporate them first and foremost by saying that I bring my daughter to every event, if she's able, but I bring her with me, and I have a close girlfriend who assists us with tending to her when I'm ministering and when my husband is taking care of business. But as you said, you met him. He's there. She's there most of the time. My parents come to events, and so it's really a family affair, if you will. So on the music side, when I have an event, we're all there. Mm-hmm. But then when we have downtime, we are in the house, or we set up what we like to call family date night.
Oh,
and we
cool.
We just take the time away to spend together, watching movies, playing games. We like to read together. And, you know, just we just like to be together away from everyone, because my daughter is 5. You know, she still needs to be a kid and experience, you know, kid-like things. So we try to take her to the park. So we still, you know, we know that we have to go and be active in the ministry, but we do know that we have to take some time away just to build our home. So
yeah.
We have a great balance, and I think the balance is there because my family is involved. So that's what we
Outstanding.
Do.
Outstanding. And that's what I observed. I wanted you to share that. Definitely balance is something that we all need. And it was so interesting because when I was walking out and I spoke to you at the event and mm-hmm. your daughter, you didn't have to say, speak up, say hi. She, you know, right away, hello, hi. You
yes.
know, she just spoke right. I was like, that's right, baby. You know your mom is going somewhere and you're going to have to do interviews on the red carpet and on wherever. So she's getting it in now. So big shout
she
out
really
to your family.
Is.
Oh, my goodness. So we are fastly running out of time. The goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence. And we want to know, what motivates LaShawna Moore?
Well, what motivates me? Basically, I thought about just the young people. And number one, my daughter. You know how you go out to the store and you see children and they're singing songs that have derogatory words and meaning and suggestive lyrics. I think about those people every day, just about, because I have a daughter who sits in the back seat and rides and sings with me. And so I think about my daughter and her friends, and I'm like, Lord, help me, keep pushing me to write the songs that will edify you and feed their soul. And
yeah.
You know, as they grow, they will learn more of what they're singing about. But that's my motivation, just being an example for young ladies and for girls and women across the world who love music, because they need positive music. And whether they're singing about God or a relationship, it needs to be something positive. And I said to God, just keep pushing me to write your song for those young people, because it gets under my skin when I hear a 4 or 5-year-old singing something crazy.
Yeah.
I said, Lord, just help me, because I want my baby to be singing songs about you. And that's her thing. She sings about Jesus, and that really motivates me. That pushes me to no limit, you know, and I'm just thankful that she is my motivator, and her little classmates, they have a little fan club. They're like, Gabrielle's mom, the singer. And that's a motivator in and of itself, you know, but that motivates me. And also, if I could say real quick,
sure.
Lately when I've been ministering, people say to me, you know, there's a void that your music is filling. We need this so badly. Those of us who, you know, like to listen to a little bit of the secular and the blues, but we love God, your music fits into that peg hole. And I said, well, thank you, Lord. You know, keep on singing those songs in me that are ministering to your people. So those are my greatest motivators.
Oh, no, I mean, I think that is phenomenal. And, you know, again, I say to you, you've got the whole package. You've got the presence. I think definitely you are a role model from the short time that I had to interact with you. Mm-hmm. And, again, I see a lot of artists, a lot of people, and it's a lot of people that can sing, but you are ready. And what I pray for you is that opportunity collides with exposure, and that's all that you need. That is all that you need. And I'm just glad that I was able to say I had LaShawna Moore on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. And
I'm
I just
so
want
glad.
The world to know. Oh, yeah, I want the world to know about you because you, my friend, are ready. You are ready. And so we're going to keep up with you and have you back some more. I know you've got a lot going on. Again, listeners, go to LaShawnaMoore.com, LaShawnaMoore.com. You can connect there, buy the music, pick up all the information, and find out how you can connect online to stay up to date on events and all of that. And we just thank you so much for joining the show.
Thank you, Charvette, for having me. I truly, truly appreciate you, and congratulations on all that you're doing with your show.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right, we'll talk to you later.
All right, peace and blessings.
Yes, thank you. All right, listeners, we're going into our third and final segment here, our Sister Girlfriend Spotlight. I don't want you to go anywhere. I have another dynamic young lady, Stephanie Humphrey, all the way from Philadelphia. She's a television personality. She is an actress, a model, a community leader, and I don't want you to go anywhere. We're going to a very quick commercial break, and we will be right back to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this.
Does your church or ministry have a website? Are you a local artist or author that has an established web presence? If you answer no to any of these questions, you're letting countless opportunities pass you by. Hi, I'm Charvette Mitchell. Mitchell Productions was created with your needs in mind. We will provide you with stylish and economical online marketing solutions. From email marketing to your own website, Mitchell Productions caters to ministries, nonprofits, small businesses, and special events. Check out our portfolio at Mitchell-Productions.com. In today's world, a website is not a luxury, it's a necessity. And Mitchell Productions can create your website in a stylish manner at a very economical price. Don't let business, customers, or new congregation members pass you by. Visit Mitchell Productions today at www.Mitchell-Productions.com. Let us showcase your organization to the world.
She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell. It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews from today's leading author, gospel artist, stars that you want to know about. And now, Charvette Mitchell.
All right. Welcome back. The lovely, stunning, magnificent host, Charvette Mitchell. And we're going into our third segment here with our Sister Girlfriend Spotlight. This next young lady does more before 12 than most media personalities do in a day, and she does it well. Coming to the mic right now is Stephanie Humphrey. Welcome to the show, Stephanie.
Thank you very much for having me. Thank you.
Oh, yes. I am so glad to have you and to introduce you to our listeners.
Absolutely.
All right, so let's just jump right on in because, as I mentioned, TV personality, actress, model, community leader, you've done and are doing so many things. How did you get into modeling? Let's kind of start there.
It was completely by accident. I take that back. There are really no such things as accidents. It was obviously God's plan. I just didn't know it at the time. My background's actually in engineering. I have a couple of degrees in engineering, and I was actually working as an engineer when a friend of mine asked me to be in her fashion show. She said, "Oh, we're just asking some regular people to come," and she managed a retail clothing store, and they wanted just some regular folks to come out and be in the show. So I said, you know, sure, why not? It'll be fun, you know, and I really didn't think anything else other than that I was doing a favor for a friend, you know, and it would be just something different to do one evening, basically, and get a discount on the clothes and go shopping afterwards.
We like discount.
Exactly. And there happened to be a woman there that had an agency, and she asked me, "Oh, do you model professionally?" And I'm like, "No, are you kidding me? You know, I'm not 6 foot tall. I'm not a size zero. You know, I'm an engineer. You know, I'm not like those models." But she said, "Well, you should really think about it. You know, you were great. You could really work." And that was kind of the seed that was planted, and it was definitely a process, and it's been a crazy journey. But from there to now, you know, but yeah, mm-hmm. I looked into it and started out as kind of a hobby and something I did on the side for a couple extra bucks, and and it turned into this whole thing.
Wow. And so where did TV and reporting and all of that get into the mix? How did that come about?
Well, that's kind of when I found my passion. I mean, modeling's nice, but that I can't say that I'm passionate about that. I do it because someone wants to pay me for how I look. I mean,
and that's
quite
not
honest. I'm going to keep it real with you. I'm like, I just do it because they're paying me. But
yes,
at the same time I was doing that, I was doing on-camera stuff as well. My agent was sending me out for, you know, commercial auditions and industrial videos and different things like that. And I actually, in trying to find a way to get a reel put together, demo reel put together on the cheap, came across public access. I really didn't know a whole lot about local access stations and things like that, and I was able to produce and host a show of my own on a station here for about a year and a half, and it was like a lifestyle program, just kind of anything I thought up and wanted to do for that episode, I did it, which was awesome. And, you know, through that experience, I just really found a passion for being in front of the camera, for interviewing people, for getting people's stories, and for just presenting valuable information to an audience, whatever that information may be. And so I put together, I did put together the demo reel from clips from that show and other work I had done, and sent it out to the local networks here. And, you know, you get those letters back, thanks for your interest, we'll keep you on file, yada, yada, yada. And it literally took like 2 years, but one of the stations called me back.
Wow.
And now I'm freelancing with them now.
Great, great, great. And so this is really cool because I always love to interview the interviewer and have the microphone flipped, if you will. So I bet you have learned a lot of things and can give some tips to people that may be pursuing a career in TV. Just what have you picked up along the way that you would share with someone that wants to pursue a TV career?
Well, number one, you have to be fearless. This is not a business for the faint of heart. If you don't take criticism well, if you don't take rejection well, this is not the business for you, because there's going to be a lot of no's before you get that one yes. So you just have to be ready. You have to know who you are as a person. You have to know what you stand for, because it's extremely easy to compromise yourself in pursuit of, you know, fame and fortune or whatever it is you're in this business for. And then you have to understand that it is a business, you know, so you have to be prepared and willing and ready to do the work. You know, I think a lot of people figure, well, I'm cute, and everybody's cute in this business. Everybody's thin, everybody's everything. Everybody's talented. So you have to, the way you stand out is through your work ethic and your professionalism, and people remember you. It's so funny. It's a very small community. You know, it's a small world, and people talk, and, you know, if you're difficult, they talk even quicker. You know what I mean? That word travels quicker. So you have to really always be thinking, you know, on a level of, and it's funny because, you know, creative types, I guess, sometimes don't really think about things like that, and they
want
to be in the moment, and they want to create, and they're artists, and I just want to think about, and no, you need to get some people around you that have a business mind or whatever it is, because, you know, you definitely want to be able to, you know, have some longevity. And if you get labeled as someone that's difficult to work with or unprofessional or anything like that, that can really harm your career.
Oh, my goodness. Listeners, I'm telling you right now, you are getting some tips and advice today, because one of our earlier segments, we talked to a gospel radio industry expert, Jamila Joy, and she just said some of the same things that you just said about attitude, and there are, you know, tons of singers. Singers are a dime a dozen now. So if you just think you can sing and that's it, and you know, have an attitude, or you think you're in demand and you're not in demand, as of yet, you know, it's the whole package.
Well, it's just so quick for it to all go away. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, like they always say, the same people you see on the way up are the ones you're going to see. And people love to, you know, tear you down, unfortunately. I think people have more of a vested interest in seeing you fail than they do in seeing you succeed. And so you have to be able to put that aside and, like I said, just really know who you are, conduct yourself professionally, keep it moving. You know,
keep it moving. You know what? I think we actually have a caller. Caller ending with 2111. I'm coming to your line now. Caller ending with 2111. Do you have a question or a comment for the show? Or you may be just listening, and that's fine, too. Great. We're glad to have all those that are tuning in that are listening. All right. So, Stephanie, I also want you to give some tips and advice for those that, you know, maybe authors or artists or, you know, promoting something, and they're like, I'm going to be on Oprah before she leaves, and I'm going to be on wherever. And they just have these aspirations of getting these huge TV interviews.
Blowing up overnight.
Yeah. Yeah. But you know, some people don't interview well. So what
right.
tips do you have for people that are pursuing interviews on TV?
So you mean sort of media training tips?
Right. So someone, an author maybe, that, you know, they want
that
to either
is gonna
local
have an
radio.
Opportunity to interview and
right,
what could they
to be
do to get a little more comfortable. And okay. Well, learn how to speak in sound bites. Interviews are all about the art of the soundbite. You have to be able to, first of all, you have to understand what your message is. I think a lot of people come on TV or anywhere and don't really know what exactly it is that they do or that they
right.
represent or that they stand for. You have to know what your message is, and you have to be able to deliver that message in 5 minutes or less. You know, people talk a lot about that elevator speech, you know, and it's a real thing. And you need to have, if you had a minute and a half on an elevator with somebody that could change your life, what would you say to them to get them to help you? You know, you can't say, well, I'm kind of thinking about, you know, sort of a cross between and then come back. You know, you have to understand, look, I am interested in a celebrity-based lifestyle program that mixes trends and gossip with interviews in a non-traditional setting. You know what I mean? That's my
right.
own speech, by the way. So you have to practice that. You have to figure out what it is you are about, whatever that is. Practice it, you know, in the mirror with your friends and your family, and get it down pat. Because when you're in the interview, you wanna be speaking in those little bits. You wanna give them something
yes.
that they could repeat again on another show if they need to. You wanna give them good places to cut. So if they need
Ooh.
To take a snippet of what you said, they
mm-hmm.
can take a coherent snippet and not that, you know, because if you ramble for 5 minutes, they can't replay a whole 5 minute conversation. You know what I mean? They
right.
might have just wanted one little piece of information. So, you know, like I just said, you know, when you were asking me about tips, understand it's a business. Boom. You know what I mean? That's
yes.
your soundbite right there. So somebody could take that and just play that. And it's like, oh, you still get the you know, crux of the information that I wanted to put out there. So it's really something that you have to practice. It's not something that comes natural for everybody. I mean, most of the people I interview, I kind of go over this with them before that camera
right.
comes on because you don't have a lot of time. You know, you don't have a lot
right.
of time, and time is money, and we're burning tape trying to get this together. So you want
right.
people to kind of be prepared for, you know, for when that red light comes on. So it really is, I think, centrally most about understanding who you are and what you stand for and figuring out how to phrase that in, you know, 30 to 90 second sound bites.
Oh, my goodness. Quick and succinct and to the point, listeners.
Absolutely.
You are listening
Absolutely.
To Stephanie Humphrey. Oh, my goodness. Television personality, model, community leader, actress. So I don't want to leave out that you had a role in the film Law Abiding Citizen starring Jamie Foxx. And, I mean, that if listeners, if you did not see Law Abiding Citizen, OMG, it was so good. Now,
it was a great movie, right?
Yes, it was.
It was awesome. I was actually playing a reporter, so I was kind of playing myself, doing, you know, live from the scene kind of deal. I don't know if you said you did see the movie.
Yes, I saw it. I loved it.
Now do you remember it? Because I'm gonna tell you where I was at in the movie. You don't see me. You know how it is when you kind of blink. There was a scene where there was a scene where they had stayed overnight at the prison, and when they left in the morning, all the cars started blowing up.
Yes.
There, right after the cars blew up, you hear a reporter's voice saying, oh, this is the worst tragedy we've ever seen. And, you know, and Jamie's walking up to the burnout cars and he's looking all concerned and pensive. But the reporter, that's me. That's my voice. And you actually do see me in the background of that scene. When the camera pulls out, you can see me in the background. And you know, if you stay to watch the credits, you can see my name in the credits.
But you got to work with Jamie Foxx, though.
Yeah, we were in that scene together, so we were together between all the takes, so we got to kind of hang out. They had this little tent for us to hang out in between the takes. He was a very cool dude, you know, funny, down to earth. Yeah, very cool dude. So.
Great, and you have other movies that you're working on?
Well, I shot a scene in a movie called The Dark Fields earlier this year with Bradley Cooper and Robert De Niro. And I actually just got a request for an independent film, so I'm gonna do a little research and see about that.
All right, phenomenal! I love people who are just doing great things, and you're pretty and all of that, and you got it going on. Listeners, go to www.stephaniehumphrey.com, and you can find out more, Facebook and all that good stuff. And I'm telling you, I don't know where time went. I do have one last question. The goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence. What motivates you?
Just an unfailing belief in my vision. I mean, my overall vision is not to be famous. I mean, I love being in front of the camera, so, you know, that's just a perk. But I want to be able to use my influence to affect a positive change on my community. I mean, and that's just the bottom line. So everything I do is toward that end. And I just feel like, you know, if I can raise my profile, I can do more for the community. The more I raise my profile, the more I can do. So I'm just on a kind of a constant quest, I guess, or mission to do both of those things.
All right. Well, we're going to keep our eye on you. Again, listeners, Stephanie Humphrey, stephaniehumphrey.com. Check her out online. Thank you so much for stopping by the show, Stephanie.
Thank you. I appreciate it very much.
Oh, you're quite welcome. All right, listeners, oh my goodness, that is going to wrap up another edition of the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. We started the top of the hour out with media and radio celebrity and oh my goodness, just everything. Jamila Joy, founder of iShoutForJoy.com, who's up for a Stella Award nomination for 2011. She received Stella Award nomination and won for 2010. So you want to go to iShoutForJoy.com, vote for her. And then you got to check out LaShawna Moore, LaShawnaMoore.com. I'm telling you, listeners, that is a young lady you want to keep your eye on. I'm trying to tell you what I know. We're here, same time, same place, every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern. This is your girl, Charvette Mitchell, Charvette.com. Check me out. Bye.
Live from Richmond, Virginia, you've been listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Catch Charvette Mitchell every Tuesday at 6 p.m. interviewing all the stars you want to hear from. So until next week, stay motivated, excited, and influenced. This is the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.